This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Security Council condemned on Friday the illegal elections held by Russia in occupied Ukrainian territories and dubbed them a violation of the UN Charter. The council was briefed on the matter by the Assistant Secretary General of Europe, Central Asia, and Americas, Miroslav Yenka, who insisted on the lack of legal ground for the referenda. U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood.
The Kremlin uses these sham referenda and elections to try to lend a semblance of legitimacy to its attempts to unlawfully annex the sovereign territory of its neighbors. The Kremlin is rushing to fabricate electoral successes to hide its military losses in Ukraine from the Russian people.
Meanwhile, Russia's representative to the UN, Vasily Nebeznia, said that the inhumane crimes of the Kyiv regime were the reasons why residents of the occupied Ukrainian territories sought annexation to Russia. G20 leaders descend on New Delhi, India, hoping to make progress on trade, climate, and a host of other global problems, despite the Chinese and Russian presidents skipping the summit. To reporters, the president of the European Council, Charles Michel, says he hopes some diplomatic movement may result from this week's G20.
Sometimes it's better not to make tough statements, but to give space to the Indian presidency to work actively, maybe sometimes discreetly, to maximize the chance for a communique. We hope that it will be possible to have a communique.
Demonstrators in the southern Syrian city of Swaida tore down a portrait of President Bashar al-Assad on Friday as anti-government protests that began 3 weeks ago swelled with crowds coming in from surrounding villages. In footage posted on activist pages, a group of men could be seen ripping a banner portraying Assad's face that was hanging above the local branch of the Farmers Union. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian missile attack kills a policeman, injures 44 others in Zelensky's hometown in central Ukraine. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
It was among multiple Russian attacks across the country overnight. Officials say 10 buildings were damaged in the attack on Kryvyi Rih. Ukraine's Minister of Internal Affairs says three of the people who were pulled out of the rubble are in serious condition. He posted photos on Telegram showing a building on fire and emergency services evacuating the injured. Three people were also injured in a Russian missile attack in the eastern city of Sumy. Officials add Russian forces also struck the Odessa region in the west with drones for the fifth time in a week. No casualties were reported there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Elon Musk said he refused a Ukrainian request to activate his Starlink satellite network in Crimea's port city of Sevastopol last year to aid an attack on Russia's fleet there, saying he feared complicity in, quote, a major act of war. The billionaire businessman made the comment on his social media platform X after CNN cited an excerpt from a new biography of Musk that says he ordered the Starlink network turned off near the Crimean coast last year to disrupt the Ukrainian sneak attack. In the post on X, formerly known as Twitter, late on Thursday, Musk said he had no choice but to reject an emergency request from Ukraine to, quote, activate Starlink all the way to Sevastopol. A special grand jury in the U.S. state of Georgia recommended indicting many more people in the probe of efforts to overturn the state's 2020 presidential election results. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fulton County's top prosecutor charged Donald Trump and 18 others. A report says the grand jury recommended indicting a total of 39 people. They include South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, ex-Georgia Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, and former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Releasing the identities of people recommended for indictment is a break with ordinary grand jury protocol, which holds that prosecutors do not disclose the names of those investigated but not charged to keep potentially innocent people from being unduly maligned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hurricane Lee is charging through warm Atlantic waters and threatening to unleash heavy swells across the North Caribbean. It became the season's first Category 5 storm before weakening slightly on Friday. The hurricane is not expected to make landfall. Lee was located 910 kilometers east of the northern Leeward Islands. It has winds up to 250 kilometers per hour and was moving west-northwest at 20 kilometers per hour. Meteorologists said dangerous surf and deadly rip currents would likely hit the northern Leeward Islands later Friday. For VOA News, I'm Alexis Strope.